the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
When a loved one experiences a traumatic life event that results in hospitalization, it's a scary time on many levels. In addition to being concerned for your loved one's welfare and health, it can be overwhelming to meet with all of the specialized health professionals. While each provide care to your loved one, breaking through their jargon or differentiating between their individual roles and goals can be challenging. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today on the Missouri State Journal, Natalie Allen is my guest. She is a clinical instructor of dietetics within the Biomedical Sciences Department at Missouri State University. She explains the healthcare team.
It's like an athletic team. Everybody has their role. They have something that they're good at or very knowledgeable in. And what we want our students to understand is, well, you may know a lot about nutrition, or you may know a lot about nursing or social work or OT, but when you come together, you want to work as a team to help the patient get the best care possible. Understand the different roles, simulate what happens in the real world. One of the scariest but also most informative parts of working in a hospital is going on rounds with a medical team. Everyone would be represented healthcare-wise, the pharmacist, the physician, the nurse, the dietitian, the OT, the PT, the social worker. And we want our students to be able to walk into that situation ready to go, knowledgeable about what the other professionals have experience in and how they can help the patient. And then what can you do to collaborate and work together to have the best outcome for the patient while they're in the hospital?
Since working within a team is a real-world skill that students need to be prepared to apply, three departments within the College of Health and Human Services are putting their students to the test. Allen explains this pilot project.
We're working on lots of ways to help our healthcare students simulate these activities. And one of the things that we're doing right now that's been a really great project for the students in the College of Health and Human Services is we looked at pairing students from different disciplines. So, for example, right now we have a project with social work, occupational therapy, and dietetics. And students from each of those disciplines are in virtual groups. So we have a couple of dietitians, a couple social workers, and a couple of occupational therapists working together virtually to talk about a case study or a scenario of a patient in the hospital. First thing they told me was, gosh, I didn't realize OTs and social work were so involved. I didn't understand what a role they would have and how I, as the dietitian, would need the help of the social work. For example, in the shared case study, the patient is having difficulty swallowing, and my students wanted to educate the patient on this fancy diet. And I'm like, okay, that's all good and well, but we first need to see, can she afford the food? Can she swallow the food? Those are things that the OT and the social worker will help you with. So it's making our students aware of the role of others in the healthcare team. The project has been a great success this semester. It's the pilot project. We hope to roll it out with many other disciplines in healthcare as time goes on. But I think at times in any academic setting, most students stick with who they know. And this is helping them branch out and meet other people, whether virtually or in person. And then hopefully when they're in that actual setting in real life, they're able to make that transition and walk into that confident that they can be on a healthcare team and be a providing and important team member.
Whether talking about patients, their families, or other practitioners, Allen reminds her students that communication is key.
I mean, our whole goal with this is also helping students learn to communicate with the team and with the patient. Because I think at times that's really hard for the patient and their family in the hospital. We forget as professionals that perhaps they're not certain what we're talking about from a medical term, but also, did you talk to the doctor? Did you talk to the speech therapist? Did you talk to the physical therapist? Because it's not going to do me any good to tell you what to eat if you can't get the food from your plate into your mouth.
That was Natalie Allen, clinical instructor of dietetics at Missouri State University. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.